Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International Network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
Listen to music, what do we really hear? Notes and rhythms and harmonies, certainly, but what else? This, for instance, is a scherzo. Skittish, yes, energized, youthful music, but wise and intent, too. Are we then surprised to learn that it is the work of a young composer, barely in his 20s, and he's also playing it for us, Paul Weber, is one of 8 youthful organists, some from schools in the United States and some from abroad, for whom the king of instruments is more than an historic abstraction, and the challenge of the pipe organ's multiple keyboards, its pipes and pedals, is one of his life's great thrills. The depth of the pipe organ's history, and the weight of its traditions, sometimes blind us to the realization that, happily, this still is a living art, tantalizing and tasty, attractive to youngsters. An art in which a childish zeal and awe can grow to masterful accomplishments. Robert Quinney and Clive Driscoll-Smith from Eton College in England, Ryan Albashian, Paul Weber, and Helena Dershowina from Lawrence University in Wisconsin, Sean O'Neill from Cal State University Long Beach, and Andrew Scanlon from Methuen, Massachusetts, and the astonishing Felix Hell from Germany, in his mid-teens and already internationally touring as a recitalist. These are the energies at hand today, short on years they may be, ranging from mid-13 to 26, but tall on talent. They may be just kids, but they're not just kidding around. Hear them, young players on the go. I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dream. Listen first here, without any ageist prejudice. This is a demonstrably dramatic German Baroque preludium in E minor by Niklaus Bruns, who was himself something of a prodigious young talent. We are at St. Justin's Church in Frankfurt-Herxt in Germany, listening to the Swiss-built 1988 Kuhn organ, as played by a young fellow whose age I will recap afterwards. We listen to Felix Hell. hell means bright in German, and you don't have to be all that bright to do the math. This fellow was born September 1985. He made this recording in February of 1999. That would make Felix Hell 13 years old at the point that he taped this performance of the Preludium in E minor by Nikolaus Bruns. Felix Hell, definitely not just kidding around when it comes to playing the organ. This kid plays with an instinctive musicianship and a technical facility which would do a tenured professor proud. Felix Hell started out at the piano at age 7 after hearing Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier Prelude in C major. He picked it out from memory, and his folks decided that it was time to give the fellow lessons. 8 months later, Felix was studying the organ, and by 1994, when he would have been 8 years old, he took 2 first prizes in a young musicians competition, and things have just been getting better since. Felix Hell has toured Germany and Russia to great acclaim and is making his way around the United States. He studies with John Weaver at the Juilliard School in New York City and is playing recitals all over the place. Perhaps you've heard him, or at least today you're hearing about him. Playing fast and flashy things is expected of young musicians, but performing slow music with understanding is quite a bit more difficult and shows a different element of an interpreter's skill. Again, we listen to Felix Hell, remembering that he was 13 and a half years old at the time of this recording, a piece by Bach at hand, the chorale prelude, O Mensch, bewein dein Sünde groß, or O Man, bewail thy grievous sin. Felix Hell commits no sins at all. I'm always intrigued by the way things turn out. The Christmas chorale, Jesu meine Freude, is in a stern C minor key, while this heartfelt lament for Passiontide, which we've just heard, the chorale O Mensch, bewein dein Sünde groß, O man, bewail thy grievous sin, it's in the luminous, almost sensual key of E-flat major. Bach's setting of that tune, which we've heard, is so filled with decorations that you really need to know about the original to realize just what's going on in the Baroque ornamentation of it. We're listening to the young German organist Felix Hell, who was 13 and a half years old when he made these recordings at St. Justin's Church in Frankfurt. Music of Mendelssohn is next, a piece which he plays often in his recitals. This is the finale from Sonata No. 1. Vital playing from a youthful talent who seems destined for great things. We're listening to German organist Felix Hell, who was recorded at St. Justin's Church in Frankfurt in Germany, playing the finale from Felix Mendelssohn's Sonata No. 1. Felix Hell has recorded the entire piece, plus other music by Bach and additional composers, on a compact disc which is available on Felix's own website, which you can access through ours. We are at pipedreams.org. This is program number 2022, and it's all about young performers who are not just kidding around. And certainly Felix Hell is very intent on following his muse. By comparison with a 13-and-a-half-year-old, well, Felix Hell is actually now 15 going on 16 since that recording. Well, our next player seems to be an old pro at the age of 20, Robert Quinney, had been a student at Eton College in England, which despite its name is not a college as we think of it, but rather a secondary school for students between the ages of 13 and 18. From Eton, Robert Quinney went next as assistant organist at Winchester, and then was organ scholar at King's College, Cambridge. And I think it was at that point, when he was 20 years old, that he returned to Eton in 1996 to record the performance we're about to hear. He uses a little mid-18th century Schnetzler chamber organ, which was a gift from King George III to his daughter, Princess Amelia, on her 21st birthday. Very nice present. And this instrument gives a very subtle and intimate flavor to music by William Byrd, this first stately and then quite dance-like fantasy in G. Robert Quinney of England plays for us.
Thank you.
ending in an impulsive terpsichorean swing, the Fantasy in G Major by William Byrd, which we've heard played on the mid-18th century John Snetzler chamber organ at Eton College in England. Eton alum Robert Quinney, aged 20 at the time of this recording, was the soloist, showing both facility and grace in making old music come alive. Mr. Quinney and other Eton organ scholars are featured on a compact disc on the Ox Rex Digital label. That's available from the Organ Historical Society on the web at ohscatalog.org. We're making history, in a way, today, from the ground up, you might say. I'm Michael Barone with young performers on our program, youthful musicians who are not just kidding around, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Experience the product of a close encounter of an organic kind, listening to Andrew Scanlon of Methuen, Massachusetts, who was a high school junior when he performed that movement from The Rubrics by Dan Locklear, the movement titled The Peace Shall Be Exchanged. Lovely thing. Andrew Scanlon, a keyboard player with curiosity, attended two pipe organ encounters which were sponsored by the American Guild of Organists. He was a young pianist to start out with, and advanced his keyboard skills accordingly by those exposures. We recorded Andrew Scanlon at St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Manhattan during the American Guild of Organists' centenary convention in 1996. If you're a teenager who plays the organ and wants to try something different, find out about pipe organ encounters at the AGO website, agohq.org, on the internet. More young musicians. Let's listen. was a toccata by the Belgian composer Joseph Jangen, played on the John Brumbaugh organ at Lawrence University Chapel in Appleton, Wisconsin. Our soloist, Helena Dershowina, a native of St. Petersburg, Russia, who's now in her mid-20s and is a graduate of the Lawrence University Conservatory in 1999. George Damp and Wolfgang Rübsam were her organ teachers. She was a double organ and piano major, obviously with loads of talent. This is from a compact disc available from Lawrence University's music department. You'll find them on the web at lawrence.edu. Ryan Albashian is a 19-year-old sophomore at Lawrence University, or at least was when he taped this performance of the Modal Prelude by Jean Langlais. We're listening to another one of Wolfgang Rübsam's students at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. Ryan Albashian there played the Prelude Modal by Jean Langlais. giving us a good chance to enjoy the very rich-toned diapason stops of the John Brumbaugh organ on campus, though I should add that their overall effect has been somewhat enhanced by the digital reverberation added to this recording. Neat trick, but the organ sounds just fine in its natural state, too. It must have been fun to first learn of the signing of the contract for this instrument, and then both await and observe the installation of the organ on campus. Paul Weber is a native of Appleton and seems to have been an organ enthusiast from the very earliest of time. He began organ study in the sixth grade, had his first church job at age 14, and won the American Guild of Organists Regional Young Artist Competition in 1999, and as a result will perform at the AGO National Convention in Seattle. Miriam Duncan and Daniel Chorzempa, as well as George Damp and Wolfgang Ribsam, number amongst his teachers. Paul is a theory and composition graduate of Lawrence University, as well as an organist, and we're going to hear him play one of his own works. This is a scherzo, music by Wisconsin organist and composer Paul Weber. I dare say this fellow's got a real future. Paul Weber, aged 22 when this recording was made, a young composer, as well as the performer there. That was Paul's scherzo, which he performed on the Brumbaugh organ at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin. I don't know if it's published, but if you're interested in more information, contact us here at Pipe Dreams. We're on the web at pipedreams.org. Let's listen to Paul once again, this time in a commanding performance of the movement titled Outburst of Joy from Olivier Messiaen's Ascension Suite. ¶¶ Definitely truth in advertising there, an authentic outburst of joy, this movement by Olivier Messiaen from his Ascension Suite. It was performed by 22-year-old Paul Weber, playing the John Brumbaugh organ at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin, where organ studies these days are guided by the thoughtful intellect of Professor Wolfgang Ribsam. More information on the web at lawrence.edu, or connect from our site at pipedreams.org. I'm Michael Barone. We're celebrating youthful enthusiasm and skill in organ playing, young performers who are not just kidding around, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. A grand and stately noise. We're back across the Atlantic at Eton College in England, this time listening to the venerable 1886 Hill organ. It's at the College Chapel. It was a setting by English-born Canadian composer Healy Whillan of the old tune Gelobet sei Gott, Beloved be God. Here's another bit of British pomp, composed in 1977 for the Silver Jubilee Thanksgiving service of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. It took place at St. Paul's Cathedral, London, but Clive Driscoll Smith, who was 18 at the time of this recording, plays at Eton College. Entrada by Grayston, no relation to Charles Ives. There will always be an England, thank heaven. That was the Entrada by Grayston Ives, written in 1977. 18-year-old Clive Driscoll Smith played on the Hill organ at Eton College in England from a 1996 compact disc on the Ox Rex label. You can find out more about their catalog at OXRECS, OxRex.com. OXRECS.com. Of similar age and just entering Cal State University Long Beach when he appeared in the 1998 American Guild of Organists convention in Denver, Sean O'Neill is another one of those prodigious youngsters who just can't seem to get enough of music. He was, in high school, participant in orchestra, band, and jazz ensembles, playing clarinet, piano, and saxophone. He has twice won the Far West AGO regional competitions in 1995 and 97, and is a member both of the American Guild of Organists and the Organ Historical Society. Plus, though he's himself a student of James Walker at Occidental College, he also teaches piano and organ, is a technician with the Robert David and Associates Pipe Organ Builders in Los Angeles, and directs the music at St. Peter's Episcopal Church in San Pedro. Ah, the energy of youth. We hear Sean O'Neill on the 1962 Reuter organ at Central Presbyterian Church in Denver, recorded in concert, first playing this psalm prelude by Herbert Howells on Psalm 130, De Profundis, Out of the Depths I Cry. profoundly moving in its emotion. Inspired by the beginning of the 130th Psalm, De Profundis Clamavi, Out of the Depths I Cry. That music was by Herbert Howells, the first of his Psalm Preludes, Book 2. Playing with wisdom and insight, teenaged organist Sean O'Neill from California, recorded at Central Presbyterian Church in Denver on the Reuter pipe organ there. Sean O'Neill makes the point, which I think has been pretty clear throughout this program, that just as you cannot tell a book by its cover, you can't determine the quality of a musician by his or her age. The youngest that has played for us today was 13 and a half, the oldest a mature 26. All of them could pass for players with two or three times the experience. Heartening, I say, not only that there are youngsters interested in the pipe organ, but also that they're so good. If you have a chance to hear organ students in recital, by all means, do. You'll have a good experience, and the young players will appreciate your support. After all, they don't cost nearly so much when they're so young, in terms of recital fees. Talk about win-win. Sean O'Neill provides this last exhibit, again proof that young players are not just kidding around when it comes to the organ, but they do have fun. This is the finale from Louis Vierne's Organ Symphony No. 1. and remember that the composer of that, Louis Vierne, was only 29 when he wrote that movement, young enough, but Sean O'Neill, who has played it for us, was but 19 when we recorded him in a Rising Stars recital at Central Presbyterian Church, Denver, part of the 1998 American Guild of Organists National Convention. Another batch of Rising Stars will be featured at this year's convention in Seattle in early July. Come and hear them. And find out more about these Rising Stars on the American Guild of Organists website at agohq.org. I salute the young artists featured here, Felix Hell, Robert Quinney, Andrew Scanlon, Helena Dershowina, Ryan Albashian, Paul Weber, Clive Driscoll-Smith, and Sean O'Neill. Don't we all, at our beginnings, remember that drive of youthful zeal which got us where we are today, following our interests, evolving our soul's delight, growing up in the process, and not just kidding around? Take them seriously. Some of today's players appear on compact disc recordings. Others were taped expressly for this broadcast. I thank Susan Tattersall and Wolfgang Ribsam for helping with materials, and I thank you, too, for tuning in. Some photos and some additional information and web links can be found at our website, pipedreams.org. Or you can get some basic information by asking for our quarterly brochure for you non-web browsers. Write to Pipe Dreams at 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101. Your comments are welcome, too. Don't just send a little request. Say something. What do you think about what you've heard today? Also, tell us to which station you are listening. And please enclose a stamped, self-addressed envelope for the return mail when you write asking for a copy of our Pipe Dreams quarterly brochure. Here's the address again for that. Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101, or information on the web at pipedreams.org. Look for our Pipe Dreams compact discs, too, filled with intriguing sounds. As you'll hear here each week, production of Pipe Dreams is made possible by a gift from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by the contributions of listeners who support both Minnesota Public Radio and Public Radio International stations all across the nation. Do join us here for good sounds whenever you can, and tell a friend. And if you can't stay young, who can? At least listen to young talents. For Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for joining us here. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.